Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And it's Tuesday.
It is.
Tipsy Tuesday.
I like it.
Yes.
And it is beautiful out here.
I don't know. I just came from the desert.
Okay, well, it's beautiful out here. It was 73 when I was driving down here.
All right. Whatever. I was in Las Vegas yesterday, and I was freezing this all day. I was freezing today. I'm like, this is not warm.
There
is something wrong with me. I wasn't going to say that, but... No, it's so warm in Las Vegas, and then I come here, and 70-something, meh.
I'll deal. It's going to be 77 tomorrow.
That's exciting. I'm in work.
Maybe you need an adult recess.
Adult recess. I just got back from my PTO. That was my adult recess. So I was there, one, because Steve was performing at the Laugh Factory at Tropicana, and I was there to be his cheerleader. Yeah, that's why I was there. And I just happened to be there the same weekend that the Academy of Country Music Awards took place at the MGM Grand.
Which, where's the big suitcase with my present? Where's Zach Brown?
Oh, I don't even know if they were there. They were nominated for maybe one award.
Oh.
And I don't know if I saw them, but I wasn't watching the screen.
Mm.
So I've never really been at television tapings.
Okay.
I know you used to go to Total Request Live.
TRL, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, to get you all pumped, like, coming back from commercial in 5, 4, 3, 2, yep. You know? And, like, I always got very excited and nervous, but I should have been watching the screen to, like, see the stars. But I wasn't at all. I looked up every once in a while. I saw Angie Harmon was there, who was my Woman Crush Wednesday in the last couple of weeks. I was like, what? She didn't even present an award. I don't know what she was doing there, but I was excited to see her. I was trying to see Miranda out in the crowd, but do you know how many blondes there are in this world?
Or just in country in general? Because I feel like that's all of them. That pretty much sums up country.
I don't know where she is. You know, you got Faith Hill, you got Carrie Underwood, you got Kelly Pickler, and that's just the popular ones.
Like, I'm actually sitting here right now trying to think of a brunette country music
star. Sarah Evans.
There you go.
Yes. That's... And Jana Kramer.
Okay. That's so there's a few out there, but mainly blonde.
And I saw George Strait, because you can't miss him. George frickin' Strait. He's the king of country music.
Uh-huh.
Saw him from afar. I actually saw Cowboy Troy, who you don't know who that is.
Nope.
But I saw him before the show take his cowboy hat off, walk up to George Strait, and, like, introduce himself.
That's awesome.
Goosebumps!
That's really
frickin'
cool.
Goosebumps! And just to, I don't know, like, some of the show was at Mandalay Bay, so they would, like...
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, like, Florida Georgia Line was there. Who else? Crap. Rascal Flatts did their lip singing performance there.
I heard about that.
Who else? I don't know. But they would go over to Mandalay Bay and record and be there.
Do shows usually do that, like split between two venues?
I don't think so, but they do at the ACMs. Yeah.
I don't like it.
It was fine. Like, you had your fun, and then you had your actual...
Yeah, but what if people I wanted to see were not the venue I got tickets for?
Well, then that would stink.
That would.
I didn't even think about that.
How pissed would you have been if Miranda had been at Mandalay and not MGM?
Ooh.
Exactly.
Yikes. That would stink. That would stink. But it was still amazing. Miranda is... She looks hot.
She did look very pretty.
Oh, she's lost, like, from what I've read, close to 20 pounds.
Okay.
In the last year.
I would have thought it was more.
Well, she said that. People keep thinking it's more. Well, one, if you look at her face, like, a lot of it was in her face.
Mm. And her arms.
Right. But she was carrying a lot of weight in her face.
Yeah, well, people tend... I mean, you tend to.
Steve was like, I swear she had work done. I'm like, no, I genuinely think she was one of those people that lost...
You lose it, yeah.
Yeah.
Your face changes.
And, oh my gosh, she just looked amazing. And she performed a few times.
Nice.
She did her automatic, and then she did a tribute to Merle Haggard, her and George Strait, and she's just amazing.
Very cool.
I was in Miranda land. Yep. It's a place. And she, sorry, she attributes her weight loss to doing green juice once a day.
Okay.
Replacing her breakfast with green juice and then cardio and circuit training.
I hear that's the worst meal to replace.
Breakfast? Well, she was eating bacon and eggs.
I mean, I would cut out the bacon, but eggs are good for you.
Right, but yeah. And she cut out beer.
I bet you that's where all the weight loss went to.
Mm-hmm. But she looked amazing, and if you haven't seen pictures, you probably should.
Yeah.
Some people didn't look so amazing. There were some worse-dressed people, and I saw a couple of these. Well, Taylor Swift is, I don't know if she eats.
She I think she's just one of those girls. Like, keep in mind, she's also very tall. Have you seen her mother? No.
Her mother is a large woman.
Maybe she takes after her dad.
I haven't seen her dad. I don't know, but, like, I saw her walking across the stage, and from a distance, like, it's just, you could tell, like, there's no fat but on that girl.
Think about it, though. She probably has all day long to work out.
It's true. I know.
You know?
That's what I tell Steve.
And she's, like, and she is taller. I mean, she is a taller girl, so, you know, I can see how she is very skinny, but...
But she landed on the worst dress list.
I did not like it. I didn't think it was...
not country at all.
No, but and I didn't...
She didn't win an award, so it's all good.
Mm. I just... I didn't think it was, like... I thought it was something you'd see at one of those, like, MTV shows. Like, less dressy, more casual. And I...
Which the ACMs are typically the more fun award show out of, like, the ACMs and the CMAs.
Right, but I don't know. It just, to me, was like the top part of her dress is something I would have wore with, like, jean shorts to a music festival.
Right. Yeah.
It just didn't seem, I wouldn't have even at, like, another award show, I would have thought it was a little underdone. I don't know. It was just something about it.
And it didn't really fit in for a country award show. But then if you look, well, you didn't look, but the opening act, the band Perry, she had a midriff-bearing shirt.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I just think that you have to have the right one for it. Like, plus hers is, like, plain black and white. There's, like, nothing. Like, she's wearing, like, practically no jewelry. Her shoes are boring.
Right.
Like, there was nothing about her that was, like, standout-ish. I don't know. I would have put her on the worst list, too.
And everybody else on the worst list are men, and which is typical for...
I'm not surprised.
...for a country award show. All the men, they don't really know what they're doing. We got Brantley Gilbert, we have Tyler Farr, Frankie Ballard, and Chris Jansen.
Yeah. I think that men have it lucky, though, in country, because they can get away with jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's
but
like...
But you have to do it right.
Yeah, but...
George Strait pulled it off. Brantley Gilbert looked a little trashy.
Well, first of all, he was wearing black gray jeans, so yeah. I'm not for black gray jeans.
So on the best dressed...
There were some good ones. Some very,
Faith
very
and
good
Tim,
ones.
They're always classic.
They are. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't like Faith's dress. I would have put her on the worst dressed.
Really?
I thought it was so matronly. Like, it's something I would have... Well, never mind. We won't even go there.
Don't. Kacey Musgraves, she was on the best dressed.
And I didn't like hers either.
Thompson Square, I didn't like... I did not like the dress in the Thompson Square.
I didn't either.
Shawan's. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I don't know. It's a real life couple.
Right.
Sheryl Crow.
Loved her dress.
Yeah, it was okay.
I loved it.
Thomas Rhett. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then Frankie Ballard also landed on the best dress. So he's best and worst.
And I would have put that on worst.
Where's Miranda?
She looked phenomenal. Gorgeous. Yeah, I felt like I
Kelly
saw...
Kelly Pickler looked amazing.
Yes. I was going to say, I felt like I saw other stars that were way better dressed than this list. Like, Miranda and Blake together both looked... I mean, I obviously love Blake Shelton, but I thought they were amazing. You're right. I really loved Kelly Pickler's outfit. Trying to remember who else I saw in there that I really thought looked standout. Ish. I didn't like
Trisha Yearwood.
I didn't like Jamie Lynn Spears.
No, she looked like a slob all freaking week. She was the social media correspondent for People Country.
Okay.
And so her picture was plastered everywhere, and she looked like a slob the whole week.
That's, yeah, and I, I know she's trying to put out a country or like put her foot in her, but like I still didn't really understand why she was there.
They're just trying to get her out there. Yeah.
I guess.
So I want to talk about some of my favorite moments.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, Luke and Blake, they should be back every year.
They're
hilarious. Yeah. And just, they're both so adorable. But they came out in Daft Punk gear. And I posted this video to my Facebook because it was hilarious. Just freaking hilarious. And their opening monologue was awesome as well. There were a lot of collaborations. Lady Antebellum teamed with Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
To do a song, which
that was probably really good.
Yeah. Blake teamed up with Shakira to do a song called Medicine.
Yeah, I was also like, why is Shakira there? But now I guess it makes sense.
To promote, yeah.
That makes sense.
Darius Rucker teamed up with Lady Antebellum to do Wagon Wheel.
That's a unique one.
Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned before, George Strait and Miranda, they didn't do a duet. What they did is George sang one song and Miranda sang backup, and then they alternated to do two different Merle Haggard songs.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And he was so precious. It was his 77th birthday that night.
Oh.
And he's like, thanks. This is probably one of the most eventful nights. Period. Like, he didn't, like, I was like, ever? Really?
Aww.
And the whole crowd sang happy birthday to him.
That's cool.
I did a tweet about it, and his son actually favored it.
Nice.
Ben Haggard. Yeah. And then, even though I really wanted Miranda to win, George Strait winning Entertainer of the Year was amazing because he is supposedly, this is going to be his last hurrah.
I'm just
glad.
The
Cowboy Rides Away tour.
I'm just glad it wasn't Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fan voted, so that's good.
That's really good.
Jason Aldean won Male Vocalist of the Year.
Kind of disappointed there.
What?
I don't like Jason Aldean.
You're weird. It's all good. There's going to be haters no matter what. Miranda, she did win for Female Vocalist of the Year. And she actually made history because it is, I believe, her fifth Female Vocalist of the Year win in a row. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And
she must time it right. She puts out songs right before the award shows.
It's all a science. Like, I don't understand why
really
anyone
is.
Would not. Yeah. And then I tried before the award show to go onto iTunes and pre-order her album that comes out on your birthday in June, and it wouldn't let me. But then after the award show, you could. Huh. So guess who pre-ordered it? Yeah, that would be me. The vocal duo of the year, no surprise, Florida Georgia Line.
I like them, so I'm okay with that.
I'm sorry, the band Perry won vocal group of the year.
I'm not really surprised. Like I said, it's all about timing, and Zac Brown hasn't put out a new, I mean, like, they did the song after, what was it, the ACM or the CMAs?
Yes.
That they performed there, but there really was no hype around it. I think I'm the only one that owns that album. I mean, and even I'm a little tired of the four songs that were on it.
Right.
I'm back to the old stuff.
Blake Shelton, back several years ago, he did several six packs in a row. So he would do six songs.
Yeah.
6 months later, six songs. And you do. You get tired, and then you're ready for something new, so they should have followed it up pretty quickly.
Well, I guess that was just supposed meant to be a teaser. They are putting out a full album with Dave Grohl.
When?
There's no date on that yet, and that's my problem. It's like four songs as a teaser.
People lose interest.
I'm back to, you know, my old Goodbye in Your Eyes and all of the originals. Chicken Fried.
Another fan-voted award was the New Artist of the Year, and I was rooting for Brett Eldridge. I met him 3 years ago in Vegas for the ACMs, and he made me cry with his song Raymond. And so I was, like, promoting, and then he didn't win, and I was so sad.
Huh.
But Justin Moore won.
Okay.
The little shorty from Arkansas. And then on the way home, guess who was on my flight? Brett Eldridge.
Really?
I played it cool.
Did you at least?
I totally played it cool.
No. Didn't even talk to him?
He looked so hungover. It was the day after the award show.
True.
He's carrying Gatorade and looked a mess.
I'm sure he was a mess.
Yeah.
That's really cool, though. Is he from Denver?
No, the plane was then going to Nashville.
Oh, gotcha.
I did not plan that, I swear to God.
But you were like, can I stay on the plane?
Right. Right. Nice. Let's see. Other winners, if you want to go through the rest of the winners.
Kacey Musgraves won Album of the Year for Same Trailer, Different Park.
And I heard a lot of people complaining about this, but you know what? Everyone's got an opinion.
I really like, you know, her music. I think that they put it out too late, but I am still really wrapped up on Eli Young Band's new album.
I bet you could probably see them next year winning.
Maybe. It might be irrelevant by then, though. Unless they...
I don't think so. As long as they do the
singles right.
The Miranda.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. I like it. And then Miranda won Single Record of the Year for Mama's Broken Heart, which I feel like that came out quite a while ago.
It came out on a CD a while ago, right. But it was released as a single within the time frame.
Yeah, but I feel like it was even still towards the earlier end of the time frame.
Possibly. You know what surprised me about that? Kacey Musgraves was a songwriter on that song.
Really?
Do you remember all the controversy back in the CMAs when they shot Kacey and she had biatch face? I guess that argument that they don't like each other can be thrown out the door.
Well, she came out and said, she was like, it wasn't a face. Right. It was just...
Right.
You know, like, they catch you. You don't know that they're catching you.
Mm-hmm. But they should, because I was there. And there's cameras in front of all of the nominees for each award.
Oh, like, so it's kind of
right in front of their face. Yeah.
That makes sense then. What else? So Lee Bryce for I Drive Your Truck won Song of the Year.
And I heard after the fact that was the most Googled performance, was him performing that song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And... Video of the Year, what a disappointment. Highway Don't Care, Tim McGraw featuring Taylor Swift and Keith Urban. I don't even love that video. Just going to put that out there. And Vocal Event of the Year was We Were Us with Keith Urban and Miranda Lambert.
And they posted a picture of their arms because they both have the forearm tattoos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally different tattoos, but in the same spot. That's kinda cool. Similar. So, the Academy of Country Music Awards. And then Rascal Flatts has admitted that they were lip-singing. I'm over them. I'm never... Okay, I don't want to say ever. But I'm usually not the person. I'm kind of like, oh, you know, everyone has a right to their... Oh, I'm done.
Why?
I don't like them. I just don't. I haven't liked them for a very long time. And I'm done.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you like them?
I do.
You like Rewind, don't you?
I do, but I actually like their older songs a lot better.
I was within feet of the brunette from Rascal Flatts on Saturday night. And I'm like,
Huh.
I was within feet of Chris Young Saturday night. And I was like, oh my God, I love him. Yeah. And that's, I guess, Gary Lavoie, the lead singer, lost his voice.
Yeah, that's what they said.
So they had to lip sync. And if you watched it, it was a horrible, horrible
I guess that happens.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like, think about it. This is their career. Like, they can't... It's not like they can call out sick on the biggest night of their... One of the bigger nights of their career.
But work on your lip syncing. He does it all the time.
But I guess that... But, like, to me, the fact that he isn't good at lip syncing proves that he must not do it often.
No, I think he was drunk. I don't like him. I'm done.
Okay, you don't have to like him.
I'm done.
You don't have to like them. I still like them.
There you go.
I got my country on this weekend. You'd be so proud of me.
You got what?
My country on.
What'd you do?
So Friday was Joey's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it was opening day downtown.
Right.
So we were downtown from like 1 or 2 till 2 or 3.
Damn.
And it was a long day. And we walk into this bar and I'm like, I hate going to this bar. They always play the worst music. It always smells in here. This time, at the time of my life, best DJ, we're in there, we're on the dance floor, and what comes on? Chicken Fried.
What bar were you in?
Herbs.
Okay.
So, not by any means a country music scene. And it was funny because the DJ's like, this is by request. Wasn't me, but I was so excited, and I got Joey, because Joey, that's like the one song that Joey's like, tries to argue that Zac Brown is more country than they are.
Uh-huh.
And he uses that song. And so I got him to dance to Chicken Fried with me. We were like, it was so funny. It was like, it might have been the best moment of my weekend.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. And I was like, oh my God.
And the Rockies won, right?
I have no idea. You are as... No, actually, I do have an idea. It was like a blowout or something. And we stopped paying attention after like third inning.
Were you at the game?
No.
Okay.
No, there was like parking lot parties. No, we were at the parking lot of the View House.
I heard the View House was a big deal.
It was. 100.3?
103.1?
Nope. What's the 100?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mix 100. There you go. I kept calling it Z100 all weekend, which is the New York 100 station. That's hilarious. And it's 100.3 there. And I was like, Z100's having a party. No, they weren't. It was Mix 100. But... Yeah, it was funny. Crazy.
Well, crazy downtown. I'm glad you had fun.
I was, and I got my country on for you.
Speaking of crazy, okay, we stayed in Tropicana, because that's where Steve was performing.
Right.
But all the action was at the MGM Grand, and the food court was at the MGM Grand. And when I say food court, it's like McDonald's and like a pizza place, stuff that's like quick and not Vegas expensive, because you can spend $100 per meal easily. If you went to a restaurant every time you went out to eat in Vegas.
That's why we stayed at the MGM.
There was a lot of back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it was fine because there was a over-the-road walkway, which is...
And they also have the Tran. I don't know if it connects to the Tropicana, but they have...
No, it would be a waste of time.
Oh, okay.
It's really that close. They're like right across the street from each other. Well, Steve and I went back and forth a lot. Well, one night I had gotten tired of watching his show. and I was like, I'm so hungry. I am hungry. I walked all around the Tropicana. There's nothing. So I'm like, fine, I'll go to the MGM Grand. I'll get, you know, a piece of pizza. Mm-hmm. Do you know how crazy people are? I cannot walk by myself in Las Vegas without getting catcalled, without drunk men thinking that they can, like, pick me up. It's ridiculous. Vegas. So that wasn't the only time. I went to the ACMs by myself. I went... with Steve, he walked me over, but then when they were done, I had to walk back. I almost said home. And I'm walking, and this Asian little dude walks up. He's like, what's your name? Where are you from? And I just keep walking. And he, like, keeps walking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, throughout the whole casino. And, like, it was so obnoxious.
It's Vegas.
I was like, okay, I don't think I would ever choose Vegas to go vacation.
I think that when you go to Vegas, you have to choose to go, one, with the right people, and two, for that right mentality. Like, when I go to Vegas...
I'm not.
Yeah. Like, I will go to Vegas now, as this part of my life is, you know, unfolding. But I think that once I get to the next chapter of my life, I probably won't go to Vegas because, one, I don't gamble, and I don't plan on partying like this forever.
I don't either. And it was a mess.
It is. It's definitely a place where...
wild adventures take place.
Yeah. And I guess to me, it's similar to downtown Denver on a Friday night.
And I think that a lot of these drunk 21-year-old men are looking for their wild adventure.
Oh,
when
yeah, absolutely.
They're just like clawing, like, oh, a girl by herself.
And it's like what happens in Vegas. They probably don't even remember.
Right. Ugh. So I wanted to share some of the most wild places to vacation.
Is Vegas on the top of the list?
No, and this is in the whole world.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a wild time, unlike me, but maybe like Ashley's age.
My next vacations are on this list.
So the first one is Miami, Florida.
Not surprised.
I can only imagine there's South Beach and party all night long mentality.
Yes. And sorry, the next one is working
show,
on. I'm working on how to pronounce this one. Koh Phangan, Thailand?
It's in Thailand.
It's somewhere in Thailand.
Do you remember the Hangover 2?
Yes, but that was in Bangkok.
But it was still...
in Thailand, yes.
Thailand.
I've had friends who have vacationed in Thailand who have like spent time traveling overseas, and they say it is
crazy.
Definitely a place to go.
Athens, Greece, which I wouldn't even...
I wouldn't have thought that. Budapest, Hungary. I wouldn't have thought that one either.
I think our knowledge of international party cities is lacking. Because the next one is Barcelona, Spain.
Well, I mean, never mind. I'm not even going to say that either. But I can understand. I'm going to say I can understand that. And I'm just going to put this out there. I guess what we don't realize is that a big thing... You know how we have like theme parties?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in other countries, a big thing for them to do is have... what they call U.S. parties. They make fun of us. You know what their... this is sad. Do you know what their biggest thing, like the must-have I read, is that you have to have this if you're having a U.S. party?
Red Solo Cup. Yes! I totally pulled it out of my butt!
Like, yes. I was like, that is what that's what the world associates with America.
That's hilarious.
That's sad.
Oh, wow. Okay, the next one.
The next one is Berlin, Germany.
And then you've got Cartagena, Colombia.
I could see that. And then, of course, Las Vegas.
And then you have New York.
Definitely. Definitely understand that. That's probably one of the most expensive places to party. Mm-hmm. Amsterdam, Holland.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Yeah, that makes sense. They have, like, a big event once a year that I think is similar to, like, our Mardi Gras.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Goa, India.
And Ibiza, Spain.
Interesting.
So if you're looking for a party like no other, there's your list.
And I don't think any of those are on my list.
No.
Except Miami.
I've never really been the party monster.
I am. I just wouldn't have imagined these were it.
Yeah. And if you choose to stick with Las Vegas, I found some tips that I should have looked up before I went.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm waiting for that to load, do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Go ahead.
So, some sin in the city. So, like I said, you've got to get used to it. You're going to see people gambling. You probably shouldn't be. You're going to see people inebriated all the time. Half-dressed men and women.
Half-dressed completely. And I don't even know if any of these people eat.
And pamphlets on the streets for adult services.
Oh, it's crazy.
Crazy pool parties. I mean, it's definitely, yeah. If you're going to Vegas, you have to understand that that's Vegas. There's some sin there. There's a reason it's called Sin City.
One of the other comics that worked there with Steve, worked there this week with Steve. Mm-hmm. He was from Denver as well. He actually is dating a girl that lives in Las Vegas, and she works at one of those private pool where you pay like $600 for a cabana.
I think it's a little bit more than that.
No, she said $600 is where it starts.
I wonder which one she works at. Rehab, it's
Tropicana.
Like, oh, okay. I was going to say, like, the big ones, like rehab and stuff.
That's
it's
what
like,
she was saying.
And it's, you walk out of there with like a $4,000 bill.
And the stuff that happens, crazy. Oh, yeah.
They used to have a show called Rehab about that pool in Vegas. Oh. And it was insane.
I never watched that. I'm out of touch.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Good thing, though, is that the airport is close by. Very close by. It was a $10 cab ride. It was like 11 and I ended up tipping him because my bags were really heavy. So I paid 20. But then I found an airport shuttle for the way back and it was only $7 plus tips. So
oh, that's not bad.
I tipped him 3.
Yeah, it is definitely closer than here.
Right.
Make sure to practice big city smarts. Regardless of what you may see on CSI, Las Vegas is perfectly safe as long as you stick to the well-lit tourist areas. You know, I wouldn't go wandering off the strip late at night. So you just use some common sense safety practices that you'd use in any city.
And do remember, they still smoke in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I quit smoking in December. I was mentally preparing myself, which I walk into the Tropicana, and it was a little bit more unbearable than the MGM Grand. Anytime I've walked into the MGM Grand, it's like walking into a flower garden. It smells so
good. They pump nice air.
Yeah. So if you're staying at Tropicana, or probably any of the other, like, casinos that aren't, like, Tropicana's nice compared to, like, some of the other older ones.
I would say if you're not staying at, like, the big ones nowadays,
just be prepared for it to smell like an ashtray.
Yeah, because the new, like, the big, I mean, we went to Venetian and it wasn't bad. We went to New York and it was nice. Mm-hmm. And, like, it felt like I was outside. So, yeah, I would be careful. But then we also went to the Hooters one and I was like, oh my goodness.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it was horrible. The other thing is, for those of you with tight budgets, if you're in Vegas on a tight budget, stay downtown at an off-strip hotel. If you want to avoid renting a car, look for hotels that offer free shuttle service to the strip. One of them is the Orleans, and then you can get to the strip in downtown via a bus. They have some other options too, and food downtown is a lot cheaper as well versus being right on the strip.
You're going to go exploring. One of the most popular activities in Las Vegas is to explore all of the resorts on the Strip, some of which are heavily themed, such as the Venetian, Paris, and New York. Even though the Strip is only 4 miles long, the square footage inside the casino resorts can be very high, and hotels are not as close to one another as they appear.
That's very true. Very, very true. I would recommend comfortable shoes.
Yes.
And if you're going, like, when it's really, really hot, I would get like a camelback of water. Yes. Because it's a lot hotter there and it feels it.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, check out downtown. Many Vegas visitors never even make it beyond the strip to see downtown, which I will be honest with you, I didn't. And it's a shame because it offers a very different experience from the strip. It's old Vegas, or kind of that classic Vegas, versus, you know, that newer Vegas.
And they have an awesome zip line. And I heard they're getting a brand new zip line.
Ooh.
And I love zip lines. So okay. Those are some tips if you're going to Vegas.
Nice.
And I think that's it for today.
It is.
All right. We'll be back next Monday.
We will.
Right?
Next Sunday.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Bye.